It's Download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump said he's confident that there can be a bipartisan fix for American health care. This after Trump signed an order to end certain government subsidies to insurance companies and slashing the marketing budget to let Americans know that it's time for enrollment. So he hopes that the Congress will do something to fix what he just did. So that's crazy. Crazy like a fox territory. I see what you're doing here, President. I mean, I guess if you don't really care if, you know, anyone gets hurt, people in the crossfire, it's a great way to get Congress to act. But what happens if Congress does not do what they are supposed to do? What a concept. What a novel concept. Congress not actually finishing the job? Then what? And everybody's premiums, everybody's, yep, I mean everybody's, goes through the roof. Whose fault's that going to be? I know Obamacare's messed up for a lot of people, but you know what? Have we considered the fact that it might get more messed up? Has anyone thought that maybe we're not at the floor on this one? Sometimes you got to burn it down to build it back up. But that's not a saying, is it? I get it. The president went on to talk smack about Hillary Clinton. No. Pass. No. You realize that in 1, 2, 4, 8 years when Trump is no longer president, you're going to realize that the media is still going to show up to make sure we all know what Trump thinks about everything. Every day, every hour. This is just the beginning, folks. Can't wait for season 2 to start. Woo! Can I give some pro bono advice? I'm not really good at politics, but if you ignored the media's question about Hillary Clinton or even said, you know what, she's irrelevant now, next question, it would be a bigger burn, right? Than constantly talking about her. If Trump is truly the schoolyard bully, then constantly talking smack about Hillary means, well, he likes her, right? I think Trump actually likes her. Maybe he's got a crush on her because he just won't stop. A top White House economist says that the suggested corporate tax cuts in the reform plan would bring higher wages to workers. So the idea is that if a business didn't have to pay as much in taxes, they'd give you a raise. Yeah, that sounds like no corporation ever in the history of American business. Really? They're going to pass that savings on? All right, good. Sure. I'm looking forward to seeing that press conference when that doesn't happen. There's a Wi-Fi hack that could steal all your private information and even snoop on your emails, texts, and chats. So you mean the NSA? Oh, this is a private sector hack. Sorry. I thought we were still with the public sector. So the fix is just landlines, right? We all ready to go back? Still got yours? Chinese officials say their space station is going to crash to Earth within months. So many made in China jokes here. I don't know where to start. But what are the odds that thing crashes to Earth and kills people, right? Could you imagine how unlucky you'd have to be walking down the street only to be crushed by a runaway space station? That's when you know it's just not your day. In weather, is it safe to come out from the rain bunker? Wow, that was crazy. I think it was the first time in my life where I was like, well, okay, this is it. It's not going to stop. Now what? It's absolutely ridiculous. Remind me to bring it up in my next community meeting. We need a new law or something that says it can only rain for a certain amount of time. It's ridiculous. In sports, the Cubs get a day off to come back home after losing the first two games of the NLCS to the Dodgers. Last night was particularly egregious, in which manager Joe Maddon gave Brian Dunsing and John Lackey the ball. The game tied in the bottom of the ninth. Ugh. Lackey, who may have tied a record for the longest time taken between pitches, gave up a three-run homer to the ugliest guy in baseball, Justin Turner. Probably even uglier without the beard, let's be honest. Lackey was having all sorts of communication problems with Wilson Contreras, which probably was this. John, you got to throw the fastball. Nah, I don't want to. The minute I throw it, the game's over. No, you got to do it. I'm gonna take a really long time and throw a bunch of breaking balls in the dirt. I'm going to walk a ton of guys, and then we'll see. Didn't you get that feeling? You got to throw a fastball right now. Nah, I know what's going to happen, and it did. Yeah. Now the Cubs bring the series back to Wrigley, being down 2-0. Isn't the end of the world. One win tomorrow, we're back on track. The Cubs will throw Kyle Hendricks. The Dodgers throw Yu Darvish. Ooh, he'd be an ace on any other team, but beatable. Trust me, fantasy baseball champ. I've beaten you before. Have the Cubs ever faced Darvish before? I don't know. I'm too lazy to look it up, to be honest. The Bears got a big win yesterday, the first of Trubisky's career. It will not be a game that fans will remember because the Bears did everything they possibly could to lose that game to a team that was doing the exact same thing. Awful performance by the Bears special team, who gave up a kick return and a punt return touchdown. Has that ever happened in an NFL game? Again, I'm way too lazy tonight. I'm not looking that up. That's for you to do on your own. That's homework. Google it. Don't even tell me. The Bears coaching staff may have anointed Trubisky the starter, but they're so not into him. He threw the ball 14 times yesterday. Jordan Howard had 36 carries. The Bears found a way to get out of balance the other way, essentially committing to the run. It was very Dick Girani. That's what I'm calling it. Even the trick play. The only good news is that the Bears defense forced some turnovers, got their first interceptions of the season, including a nifty pick six from Adrian Amos. I mean, that's the blueprint, right? Run the ball and score on defense. And we fired Lovey for this. Cool. But back to Trubisky, it's possible the reason he was on the bench is not that he was uncomfortable with the offense, but that the offense was uncomfortable to begin with. They're just like, we don't need a guy who can throw 10 yards. That's not what we do. We just need you to catch the ball from the shotgun. And if it gets over the head, be athletic. That's all we're asking you. I mean, really. I mean, that was 50 carries in that game for 200 yards. No touchdowns. That's a lot of third and fours, right? And finally tonight, Chicago was named by Orkin as the top rattiest city in the country for the third year in a row. I don't know if you know that fact. And can you blame the rats? I mean, the alleys are like four-star prefix menus for these guys. In New York, they got to eat the garbage on the curb for one night. In Chicago, they dine in style, privately, semi-privately. A lot of people back there. That's the carryout for October 16, 2017. Hey, we don't have a rat problem on the carryout. We don't see it as a problem. We see it as an opportunity. Oh, did we tell you that the stew's on? Yeah. Mystery stew. All right, coming up, author Dave Eggers joins us. Talk with him about his Carl Sandburg Literary Award he received last week. Also about his career. 15 years, 826 National. Talk with Dave Eggers on the show, and Adam Hoge joins us at 8 to break down the Bears. It's Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.